she hasn't been in close quarters at Tiger very often, if you can't tell.
You don't want to be. Okay, Graham. Graham, I guess if someone had said to you at the start of the week, go into the final round playing with one shot behind Tiger Woods, you'd snap the hand off, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you'd take that every week, no doubt about it. And, you know, I'm excited to be in that position. You know, today was a tough day. It was a grind out there. And, you know, I cleaned up very nicely with a putter today. So that's part of myself the way I hung tough today. And, yeah, absolutely. I mean, right where you want to be in the last round. Playing in the last group with Tiger Woods, one back. Of course, I'd like to be a few ahead, but you know, you can't have everything. But this golf course is well set up. It's going to be interesting to see where the pins are tomorrow. It's US Open like this golf course, but with chances, because there are half a dozen birdie chances out in this golf course, and unlike a US Open. So I'm excited to go into tomorrow. This is a beginning, hopefully, of a good stretch of golf I've got coming up, and you know, happy to be in the mix.
You've been down the stretch with him in the past, and you've beaten him over here in America. How important is that to have in the locker?
You know, it's always nice to, you know, certainly have the experience of playing with him. And, of course, I mean, you know, winning against him, beating him, I guess, on a Sunday afternoon, you know, there's a certain amount of acclimatization period that comes with playing with the very top players in the world, because it's a bit of a circus around them. You know, there is a little bit more going on when they're playing golf. And, you know, thankfully, I've played enough golf with him to know kind of what it's going to be like tomorrow. And, you know, he knows his way around Bay Hill. He's done a few pretty dramatic things here on a Sunday afternoon. And, you know, it'll be pretty exciting to maybe have the roles reversed tomorrow and make a 15-footer on the last green against him to beat him.
I think it's possible to say that he's never needed or wanted to win more, so there's going to be a lot of pressure on his shoulders.
For sure, there's going to be expectation on everyone tomorrow, including Tiger Woods. You know, he's looking to try and complete his comeback, I guess, tomorrow, and he's got to go out there and play the golf the same as the rest of us do. And, you know, it's important that I don't get caught up by what he's doing, because there's a lot of quality names in this leaderboard, and you know, it's important just to play the golf course and see where that leaves us with a few holes to go.
And you got Mum and Dad watching. Your mum seems very taken with Tiger.
Yeah, my mum just bumped into Tiger there on the way out of the media centre, and you know, I guess she hasn't really been in close quarters with him very often. And nah, she's excited. You know, it's you know, fun to have them here in Orlando for a couple of months. She rode her in a cart today, and you know, she's having a lot of fun. And you know, I'd say she'll be fairly excited tomorrow. So I mean, just be a proud moment to play good tomorrow.
Good luck.
Thanks, Ian. Thank you.